Today, as you saw, we got a chance to work some more situations, hit some goal line and some additional red zone, and then did some move the ball periods where we were using the play clock and the clock and try to simulate game type situations. Got everybody on the sidelines for that. So that's been good work for us. As far as the schedule goes for the next few weeks, we'll still have the rookies, so they'll still be around in the rookie program. They'll get a chance to lift, work out, and go through some of the rookie educational programs that we have for them, and as well as some meetings, individual meetings with their coaches. Just to wrap up, going back, April 1st is when we, first got a chance to start hanging out and being with our guys, getting a chance to coach them, get to know them. I'm really pleased with the progress we've made since then. Going back and starting out with Brad Roll and then in the strength room and from a conditioning standpoint, we've had some tremendous gains from some guys in there, and he's done a great job with them. And then to getting, with the individual position coaches, us getting to know them and being able to chance to see them for the first time on the field and evaluate them to a certain degree as much as you can in this section of the time, but them getting to know us and, understanding not only the system, but understanding what we're expecting from them as members of the Cleveland Browns and how we practice and how we prepare and what we want from a culture standpoint. Again, I'm pleased with the progress we've made. We're on the right track. We've got a lot of work to do. We still got a long ways to go. There'll be bumps in the road, as we know, but we'll continue along that course and stay on course.
Can you looking ahead, can you put a theme on what kind of training camp you'll run? What will it be like?
Well, the thing with training camp that we want to do that we really haven't done or been able to do out here is to see the physical part of football. So, seeing the toughness, pushing through some of those things, guys getting a chance to really compete physically from a physical standpoint, that'll be the theme, and that'll be really what we're trying to do along with, bringing guys along from a execution standpoint.
As you evaluate the whole OTA part of the season, will it result in roster changes before you get to camp?
We'll look at it. Well, that's an ongoing, continuous process. I think we'll have a better grasp of our guys, at this point. To a certain degree, I think the lines are the toughest place to evaluate the guys up front that would be doing a lot of that. But from a skill standpoint, I think you have a little bit better idea of that. So we'll always be looking to improve our roster
you
in all areas.
Won't go through every position group and say we need something else here, we need something else there.
We'll go through an assessment at the end of the spring and sit down of where we're at and where potentially we need to help it from that standpoint or. And what plan we have to develop the guys we have.
Chad, what do you know about the team now that you did not know on April 1st?
What I know now is these guys want to win, and they're hungry, they're willing to work, and they're willing to do the things that we need to do to give put them in the best position to win. I love the attitude in the locker room. I think the guys have bought in and really we're all on the same page with what we want.
Coach, can you kind of recap the OTAs and the mini camp that Brandon had?
Yeah, I think Brandon has done a nice job. To this point, everything we've asked him to do, certainly it hasn't been perfect, but learning and then being able to apply it and come out on the field to be able to listen to Norv hollering at him and be able to make those adjustments and those corrections. And you see progress, and I think all of you probably have seen it out here, and not only from a technical standpoint and what he's doing, getting the ball out quicker, he's speeded up his delivery, but also from a mental standpoint and his understanding and comfort level, you can see it out there when he's operating.
Rob, how was the receiving core adapted to the different philosophy, different route running, stretching more vertical? Do you feel good about what they attained in this time?
I do. The first thing I think they realize with in this system, you have to be in great shape to play receiver, and they have, and they've understood, and are more detailed in their routes, which is something in this system from a timing standpoint, that's very critical. And so you've seen that growth from that group as well, you look at even a guy like Greg Little, who's made huge improvements. And I think you saw him out there today, and Trav. Everybody has their turns. Now this is very skewed and geared towards the offense and the skill guys and those type of things. So when we get out here and when pads come on and guys are going over the middle and there's press coverage and some of those other things, you know, that's the next step that they have to take.
A couple weeks ago, Jordan Cameron didn't practice groin. Yesterday was a hamstring. Are you getting concerned? I mean, there is a little bit of history in this past here, staying on the field.
Yeah, you know, those are always things that, we have to work through and try to work through. I'm not concerned at this point right now about that. And that position is a demanding position. And so as we get into it, and as particularly as we get into the season, we'll make sure we're practicing and getting those guys the right amount of reps and things like that. Those are the things you're looking for as a coach to be able to adjust to.
All those bike guys, the guys that have been working with the trainers, do you expect them all ready first day of camp?
I am.
Okay. Yeah. That includes Slaughter and Falk?
Slaughter, and then Falk we'll see, but Slaughter for sure, Trent, and who else is
Norwood
on the bike?
Cameron.
Nelson.
Yeah, Jordan.
And Nelson.
Yep, and Nelson. Yep.
A follow-up on the Cameron. I mean, that's tight end. We know your thing with tight ends and all. I mean, how important is it to be able to count on a guy just being on the field to develop him into that role?
Yeah, we need everybody. And from a practice standpoint, just for them to be on the field to improve, especially for the young guys. And, you know, a guy who, like Jordan, he's played, he has some experience, he's new to this system, but he's also new to really being a tight end and trying to take a step up as a tight end in this league. So it's a critical thing, and being at the best ability is availability.
How about the other two quarterbacks that, their OTAs for Jason and Brian, how have they come along?
Yeah, I'm pleased with Jason. His presence, he's been exactly what we had hoped for from a veteran leadership standpoint, from a guy that can come in, doesn't need every single rep to understand and be growing. He's been in the system before, so that's been really good, and he's been outstanding. That group overall is probably one of the best groups from a chemistry standpoint that I've been around at quarterback, that they work together. They're always talking to each other, helping each other out, and it's a really good, there's a good vibe in that room. And then Brian coming in late, picking things up in a short amount of time, and he has a real good feel. He's been around as well and understands, he's been in a number of systems, so understands what overall you're trying to get done. So, I do like the direction that the group has come. I think, as I mentioned yesterday, I mean, we got a ways to go yet, but we are on the right track.
Is your fullback position like a work in progress? Do you know what it's going to end up like yet?
I don't. That's one position where until you get in pads, it's, you're out here, you're practicing, guys are going up to each other like they're going to block each other and take on blocks, and you stop. And so that's a position where until you get in pads, it's really difficult to evaluate. And as I've mentioned before, I've been around and been fortunate to be around all different types of fullbacks, whether it's the guy who's a blocker and that's all he does, to a guy who's been a runner and more of a tailback type guy, to another, the other guys who maybe are more more receiver type guys.
So
we will when we get the pads on.
Okay.
Couple
more guys.
What do you expect from Peyton this year? He might have made the Pro Bowl except for the suspension last year.
I'm expecting a good year from Joe. And if you go by how he's been from April 1st till now and the focus he's had, the biggest thing is Joe being consistent every single day, and he's done that, and I've been real impressed with him, and he's going to be a critical part of what we're doing defensively at the corner position.
When you look at your secondary, a lot of focus at safety and that other cornerback spot, now that you've had the install and you've had these guys on the field, how do you feel about that group now as opposed to maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks ago when it was just on paper?
Yeah, much better. Just seeing the guys out on the field, seeing how much they've improved, and I think Louis Chofi and Bobby Babbage have done a great job with those guys and coaching them. You've really seen a lot of improvement out of that group. And, you see, Gibson stepping up and, we've got, two guys in Buster and in Chris Owens that are working, that other corner position. And of course, Joe and the focus he's had. And Leon McFadden coming in a little bit late trying to, catch up. But, you see a good group there. And really like the way those guys are working together.
Do you have formal exit interviews with the veterans as to going on vacation now, or did you do that in the huddle, or is there more to come?
Not specifically with each one. in that manner.
Was it a group or was that it?
In a group, and I've talked to him, you know, as a team previously, earlier this morning.
It's a nervous time for coaches.
It's always a nervous time for coaches.
Did you have a departing message for these guys, for the veterans?
Yeah, that we want to stay on the course that we're on right now, and, you know, that we want to come back, and that we need to, guys need to make gains and, you know, think about, you know, the things that they want to do and get done and come back hungry when we start training camp. And, you know, that's something I'm excited about already, to see our fans out here on the field and be out here for training camp with them and, you know, hooting and hollering. So I'm excited about that.
Chud, at the combine, you and Joe Banner kind of sent out the message that, you know, hey, for Brandon to retain the starting job, he's going to have to, you know, it's ultimately going to come down to him showing that he wants it. Now that we're through OTAs and minicamp, have you seen that from him?
Yeah, I mean, I think all those guys have progressed and improved. When you get in pads and when we get out there in more competitive situations, we'll be looking for improvement there. And ultimately, it's going to be about production.
Does the quarterback picture, has it changed for you at all in these OTAs and mini camps heading into training camp?
No, I see it as the same. I think it's just become clearer in terms of us knowing these guys a little bit more and them knowing what we want a little bit more.
How do you think that DeQuell's done out of moving to the inside?
DeQuell's been great. You guys know from a leadership and character standpoint what he brings to the table, but he's been right at home, you know, adjusting back, playing the 3-4. Obviously, he's had that time before in a 3-4, so it's been no problem. He looks like he's been there his whole career.
Are you still saying then, Sean, that there's going to be open competition for this quarterback job, or is Brandon Whedon?
Yeah, I don't really know what that term means exactly. I know Brandon, he's working with the ones, and he's working with the first group right now. Jason's a second teamer, working with the twos, and Brian's the third with the third group. And there's a lot of time between now and when we're playing, whether it's preseason or our opener. All these guys are going to get plenty of opportunities. There's a lot of reps and a lot of practices between now and then.
So you have not made any decisions, is that what you're saying?
We're where we are right now.